This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm curious what you guys think on this. You obviously are younger than me, but you're not too young to not know who Lawrence Taylor was.
Who?
Did you see this?
I didn't see this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I do know what you're talking about.
Abdul Carter.
Yes.
Asked Lawrence Taylor if he could wear his number.
I seen that part, yeah.
So?
You got it. You got to know better. Like,
you feel like he
what,
don't
you,
know
you think the Lawrence ask was a problem.
Making the ask was an issue for me because he didn't know just how freaking awesome Lawrence Taylor was.
Right,
he changed.
I'm gonna defend
game.
Him
I
on
think
this.
That's why he wants the number?
He changed the game. Certain players, you don't even ask. You don't. If they want to offer, that's another thing. By the way, Lawrence Taylor said, "Nah, you can't have it."
See, this is where I'm gonna defend him on this because this is the Giants' fault for doing this because they gave Malik Nabers number one.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that number was retired.
It wasn't it's Lawrence you, Taylor,
you,
man.
I just feel like you opened a can of worms at this point. So it's like, oh, we giving out retired numbers. We giving out legendary numbers. Let me ask.
To me, it's apples and oranges. That was freaking Lawrence. That's LT, man. First of all, you got to know the history as a player in the NFL.
I think he knows the history. I think that's why.
I don't think he knows it well enough.
I think that's why he makes the ask.
I
want to follow in with the legacy of one of, if not the greatest, pass rushers of all time.
I disagree. I think he knows Lawrence Taylor was great. Everybody knows the name. But I don't think he realizes what Lawrence Taylor was. And you got to know that. Ask someone in the organization.
I kind of hate when we do this, when we get mad at young folks for not knowing things the young folks don't know. Even though I do think that he understands it to a degree, and now we're starting kind of picking nits here.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, if he does not know exactly how great Lawrence Taylor is,
mm-hmm.
All right, cool. But I can't blame him for the thought process of that guy is great. I believe myself to be great or on the path to being great. I would like to wear the same number. Do you think that'd be cool? No? All right, we keep it pushing. I am 100% good with the ask. 100% good with the ask.
Some things you just don't do.
I think the Giants just opened that can of worms, man. I think now everybody going to be asking for whatever number just because now.
I was just kind of sad, to be honest. That's a part of my confession that this kid didn't even, number one, ask. He's in the NFL. This is his business. This is his job. And didn't do any, you know, good enough. I know he knows he's great.
I was like, are you certain that because you're making some assumptions here that he didn't ask nobody and he didn't. He probably did. He probably just said, I would like to ask and see if I can.
Well, you're making an assumption by doing that. You know, what I'm saying is, like, that's LT. But
how you feel about, like, the situation with Cam Ward and the number one with Warren Moon and all that stuff?
Yeah, that's fine. Again, it's certain.
Really? Okay. All right.
They both Hall of Famers.
Yes, they are. But they're in a different Hall of Fame. I mean, they're in a different category from each other. Right. Like, Warren Moon was one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. LT changed the entire game of football and was the best ever.
So it's cool for Cam Ward to get that number one.
Yes.
If he asked for it.
Yes.
But Carter cannot.
Right. You hit it on the head. 100%. 100%.
I just want to go to this LT Hall of Fame that you're talking about. That's different from
the
one in Canton.
And you guys know what I'm talking about. There are different categories.
What, do they do different activities over there?
Yeah.
So he ain't the one in Canton.
No, he's the one in Canton. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't. Actually, now I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
There's the super elite, and then there's the elite.
But it's the same Hall of Fame.
Oh, of course. Of course. No, see, you guys are now falling into that category. Yeah,
I'm just messing with you.
So I don't know if I want to or not. My confession is I'm kind of considering doing this just for the comedy of it. Are you familiar with the I guess, app or website or whatever you call it, Nextdoor?
Oh, sure. That's high entertainment.
Yeah, but
you got to join. Is that what you're considering?
Yeah, I got an email. I got an email last week.
Nextdoor, where all those crazies start posting stuff that's crazy.
Like, okay. Yeah. Very good. That is one way of describing it for sure. I think Nextdoor is technically kind of described as like kind of a neighborhood website where it's like a community can come together and kind of exchange like conversations on this app or website or what have you. And, in theory, it's like an opportunity for your community to be, you know, share information. And oftentimes it just devolves into people being weird or sometimes racist or what have you in this space, in this like kind of, central square of your community. And my natural inclination is to be like, no, I don't need to be in that. Like,
you have to.
I live in an apartment. But there is like a little dark, I don't know if it's a devil on my shoulder that's like, oh, they in there cutting up.
Yes, you have to. And bring some of the comments to us.
I'm still thinking about it. But yeah, it's gnawing at me. And I've been thinking about it for over a week, which means I'm leaning in a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah, you should.
So yeah, let me know. I'll make this a vote of the people. Should I join my community's Nextdoor app? And see what the crazies are crazying about, as Lopez said.
Yes.
So we was talking about numbers and all that stuff. And Matthew Golden, who was drafted to the Green Bay Packers, he wore number 2 for the University of Houston. By the way, don't ask Andre Ware about Matthew Golden being a U of H guy. He said, nope. They was talking about that draft night, and John Harris was like, hey, yeah, Matthew Golden, University of Houston, University of Texas. He said, no, he's not Houston anymore. He was totally out on him.
So he don't get to claim the H no
nope,
more?
Yeah. He said, nope. That's a sidebar. But so he wore number 2 in college. I got to confess. So apparently he's going to wear number 22 for the Green Bay Packers. I don't know how that looked, man, on the receiver, man.
22. That's interesting. 22?
Agreed.
That's going to look so weird, man.
You're right. I'm with you on
that's
this
border,
one.
To me, that's borderline like Cordero was Patterson, Patterson wearing number, 85?
Yeah.
And playing running back or something? Like, that looked borderline. That might look a little worse than that to me, man. 22?
Yeah. I'll go a little bit further with you here. I think we should go back to the numbers being confined to the position.
80s.
I'm not going to lie.
Stick in the 80s?
I kind of
yeah, but you
like
some of
vibe.
The other ones, don't you? Like, that are all kind of off
the mainstream. I like the single digits.
Mm-hmm.
I can do without it. Hey, man, you get into them teens, you can get into them 80s as a wide receiver. That's what you got. And I understand that that's tough for guys that are going to play both ways, but
yeah,
figure it out, friend.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Like, I'd much rather just...
I'm with you.
22?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
22 looks weird. It's a good running back number, though.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. It's just a weird
defensive back. I'll go cornerback, defensive back.
Sure.
But 22,
oh, 22
number
22 is an elite
is a receiver?
Defensive back number.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not
wide receiver.
Yeah, no, I'm not feeling this, man.
Maybe you should wear 56. I'm just kidding.
Did you see, Travis Hunter, and he might have been joking. He was just like, I'll wear whatever number, because he seems like he don't care. He's just like, I'm out here to play football. He's like, I'll wear 40, and I was like, ew.
Don't wear 40. Don't wear 40.
That's nasty.
Please don't do 40. That'd be really very weird. And apparently I'm learning about Nextdoor because people are saying Nextdoor is the best.
It's the best.
Neighborhood drama. Yeah. But people are also saying the Nextdoor is more like Backdoor, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
And that is different level. Yeah.
That's what I thought it was when y'all said Nextdoor. Yeah. And you say all the crazies be on there. I'm like, oh, let me not search this app.
And this is a great point from the 406. Don't do Nextdoor unless you plan on getting every neighbor. And I'm guessing that they mean like alert.
Oh yeah, I get them on. It's because I do it on
and
Ring.
It's just alerts all the damn time.
But you can just swipe. I mean, it's some of the good ones are awesome.
Yeah, but here's another mini confession. It's just I have way too many notifications on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can show you right now. I'm swiping notifications away all day.
What's one more?
It's just a whole bunch of push.
Look at all the
just a whole. I'm talking email.
Do you need that notification? Are you a notification guy though?
Kind of, but probably okay. don't need nearly this many.
I yeah. hate notifications, man. Right, so, yeah. Oh, I hate notifications.
So I don't know if that
especially
might be
the ones that pop up. Oh, yeah. Right. Just pop because I screen record a lot of stuff mm-hmm. and post it. And
oh, and in the middle of it? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
And yes, 469, have heard of Bullet Bob Hayes, number 22. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a different era, friend.
Oh, really wear that number then.
Yeah. Mel Kiper, I didn't really even know this. I mean, I knew he was a different kind of guy, but he might be the strangest person on earth. And I'm not even talking about his Shador stuff.
Talking about the hair?
Talking about this.
You don't eat the crust, no. Right? Now, is that because you don't like the crust or just...
Well, what's in the crust? Reese, you would know.
Carbohydrates.
I was told hydrogenated oil.
Oh, well, that could be true. What? How do you eat pizza?
I take the cheese off.
He takes the cheese.
Wait, I'm out.
What do you do with it?
I didn't what? Realize.
You
I
just don't eat it?
Right away.
Right I didn't away. Realize you didn't eat in front of people. That's why.
I usually give it. Kim loves cheese. My wife yeah. loves cheese.
So okay, so here's what it
I'm
went.
I'm so upset right
so
now.
So it started he went, with the pie.
He went on to say, yeah, they gave him a piece of pie, which apparently he loves pumpkin pie. But
he eats it like every day.
Every day.
He's
but he,
such
but
a
he
weirdo.
Set it in front of him after putting you know, whipped cream on it. Then he set it in front of him. Then they went into... He literally never, as in never ever, eats in front of anyone. He
always well, that's
eats
fair.
He always eats by himself in his room.
If you're a weirdo, keep that to yourself.
That's weird. Because keep in mind, like job interviews in general with general managers and stuff. Hey, let's go have lunch. No, yo, we'll go to lunch, but I'm not eating.
We well, can go get drinks.
They said he eats before he goes to an event.
Yes.
So you don't have to eat.
He goes to parties and doesn't eat at parties. He goes to all these events, does not eat in front of other people.
I think that's kind. I think that's being considered. No. If you know that you're going to do weird stuff, no. like take the pizza off or the
cheese off of the pizza.
And that's the other thing. He eats pizza. But he takes the cheese off?
No, he doesn't.
He takes the cheese off and then doesn't eat the pie crust either. Just a pumpkin off
that,
the pumpkin.
To me, all of that explains why he don't eat in front of people.
He is a nut.
I can't look at him the same,
man. Me neither.
Like, he probably look weird when he eating a pizza mm-hmm. or weird eating anything.
And he's taking all this stuff off and everything.
I will say
he probably eat like a child.
Yeah.
Oh, he does, clearly.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate him. Yes, if you are a weirdo, keep that to yourself. But I do appreciate that at least he does not have the very common double standard of I will eat pizza, but I don't eat the crust. Because I'm like, what's the, it's literally made of the same stuff
yeah.
as the bottom of the pizza. He's like, no, I'm not eating any of that. It's weird, but at least it's consistent, and I appreciate him for that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going there figuring.
Nah, I'm not, man. Nah, he is literally eating like a child.
It's unbelievable.
As a grown man, I don't know how old he is, but.
I just tried to put myself in that position. Like, think about all the things that we go to where it's just common courtesy. He has no courtesy for anyone. You know, nothing, you know, or a lunch, you know, interview or.
Sometimes I snack on a little something so I don't look weird.
Yes.
Or
yeah,
drink,
you don't stand
like,
out. Yeah.
Me, like whenever we go out and about and the only thing out there is beer, like I don't even like beer, but I will
yeah.
drink some of the beer just yeah. because so I don't stand out and look like a fool.
Yeah.
Someone said just order the pizza without the cheese. Oh, no, I think you've misunderstood. He takes the cheese off and he eats that portion. And none of the rest. the slice of pizza is just a delivery method for him to slide that melted cheese and then eat that. Like that is basically a plate, dear friend. That is the type of weirdo that we're talking about with Mel Kiper Jr. Mm-hmm. apparently. And honestly, I think ESPN should fire him for it. I think that's how that should go. I'm gonna take a stand. And from the 832, they said their sister orders pizza without cheese. She's lactose intolerant. Okay. Well then I feel like she's not a weirdo.
So, I mean,
she's just
I don't think that's. I don't think he's. Well, I don't know his business or nothing, but I just feel like he's a picky eater, man. Just a weird type of eater.
Clearly. Yes. Very yes. clearly.
Yes.
And more power to him. Do what you got to
really?
Do. Really? Yeah, because he's not putting it in front of us. He's like, I know y'all not going to like this, so I'm going to keep it to myself. And I appreciate
just
it.
Just imagine being his friend. Like, I've never seen him eat anything.
They said he leaves events and goes up to his room and
have
eats.
You ever seen Mel eat anything?
Never.
But that's not really a problem, is it? That's a him problem. It's not us problem.
Hey, if I was friends with somebody, I'd never seen them eat anything, take a bite of anything.
You just be creating a problem.
I'd be like, wait a minute, like, do this guy eat?
Oh, and you're
he
worried
must
about
have a
aliens,
disorder,
cyborg.
You're like, yeah. you're like, am I in Men in Black?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Those are your lunchtime confessions. complete with food also. Thank you for adding some food to this Lunchtime Confessions, Lopez. Brought to you by the Men's Clinic. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do what we do on a Monday. Who are some winners and losers of the weekend? Text them in 713-572-4610. Who won, who lost on the weekend? We'll discuss it next.